Blog Talk Radio.
Just want Jesus to glorify.
going on. wrong, but the reason is the cover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you ever know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, dog? Come on,
I don't know now.
What's the truth, dog?
Come on, I don't know now.
What's the love, dog?
Shaitan Rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha ila Muhammadan Rasulullah. We open it by witness and we testify there is no God but one God whose proper name is Allah. He is the one who lives and he never dies. He is the one who created everybody. And he created everybody for one reason. And he sent messages and prophets to all humanity so the human being can be helped from the one who gave them the life, and that is Almighty God Allah. So he sent prophets and messengers. And the last prophet that he sent, he was told that he was coming. The world knew he was coming. The intelligent world knew that this person was coming. And they wanted to stop him before he got here. Christ Jesus warned the believers of the time and the people that said they accused themselves, said they loved him. He told him that one was coming after him and going to lead us in all truth. He said he had to go away. He had to get out the way for this one to come. And he said, when this one comes, he's going to lead us in all truth. He didn't say some truth. He said all truth. He said he had to get out the way. And he told the people about themselves, told them that this one was coming. He announced that he was coming. And this one had come 1,400 years ago, 600 years after the Christ. He came. He was here in his book that he brought, the final revelation is still here. The final revelation is here. And it's called Al-Quran. The other books that God has sent to humanity, they have tampered with those books. They have put their name, their ideas in that book called the Bible. They tamper with it. But God, Allah says that he was going to, the last revelation that the Prophet Muhammad brought, he said he's going to protect this revelation. And that's exactly what he did. He protects this revelation. He protects the Al-Quran. And he makes sure that the world get this book. So the world is being judged by this book as we speak, whether we believe it or not. The world is being judged by this book. This is the final revelation, the final prophets. And Allah said he wasn't going to send no more prophets. He wasn't going to send no more, but this is going to be the last prophet. And we said Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the seal of the prophets, meaning there's no more prophet to come. There's no more prophet is going to come to humanity. This is it. This is a found book. And the people who don't see, we're told to seek understanding, seek the reward, seek the love of God. If they don't seek, then they are not going to be able to talk themselves out of the problem that they put on themselves. So we come at night speaking about a major problem that has to be gone in order for us to have a safe and a decent world to live in, and that's images. And after Allah told the world, don't make no image of him, but the world listened to Satan, and Satan told the people that most of you, when Allah do come, most of you going to be ungrateful. And that's what we got, a world that's ungrateful for what Allah have done. And they let the devil rule. And the devil don't have no power but what you allow him to have. Allah got all the power. And the power is in good people coming together, saying no to all the wrong and yes to all the good. That's how simple it is. But man want to make things complicated. Man will come tell you that you wrong, you can do as you please, you can do what you want to do. Don't let nobody stop you from doing whatever you want to do. Only thing Allah asks us to do is do right by each other. If we do right by each other, then how in the world can we go wrong? Because doing right means keeping the peace. It means don't cause no problem. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't do all the things that God said don't do. And all the simple things Allah asks us not to do is a thing that will keep us happy here in this room. So we like to do one thing that God has told us to do, and that's say a prayer. Prayer is the only detergent that cleans up the heart and mind and keep the soul going in the right direction. So we're going to make a prayer called Al-Fatiha. It means to open. This is the prayer, one of the prayers that was given to Prophet Muhammad. It's in the Quran. It's the first surah in the Quran. It's a whole surah by itself. Meaning, means a whole, it by itself, it means one, it means one surah by not surah, an app by itself. So let me make this a lot so we can get started in our special talk for tonight. First, we said in the Arabic language, the most beautiful language, one of the most beautiful languages that Allah have allowed to be on this earth, because if anything on this earth, Allah allows it. If he don't allow it, it don't come in and come into this earth. But first we said in Arabic, and then we will give the English translation. Humilay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. The English translation. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the outcast, the evil one, the one who has been put down. With the name of our Almighty God, Allah is most gracious, Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We're asking Allah to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. What a beautiful prayer that Allah has given us to use to help our life better. So we're here tonight on the Block Talk radio station coming out of California on the hands of Hameen Muhammad, who is sponsoring the Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. And we hope the STEM School come to every neighborhood in America, or every good, decent neighborhood, so we can help secure our greatest resource, and that's our children. We must leave our children a foundation. That's what it's all about. It's what we leave behind that our children can continue to use to grow with. And what do us good, what we send forth, what is waiting on us from what we how we have lived our life here on this earth. So we like to greet you in the best of the greeting of all the greeting in the world. There's no other greeting, match this greeting, and this is the greeting that Allah has access to you to speak to each other and then use it to keep our life in line with each other. And that greeting is Assalamu Alaikum. Simply mean may God peace be unto you, and that's obligate me and you and us to keep the peace. If we kept the peace, there'll be more people alive today on this earth. There'll be less murdering. Let's work to get the peace. Satan does not want us to have peace. He don't want us to have the truth. And the proof of that, look how long they kept Prophet Muhammad's name out of the hearts and minds of the people. And then when they did know you was trying to know about Prophet Muhammad, look at all the lies they told on Prophet Muhammad. A lie is designed to kill something, to prevent something from growing, prevent something from happening, to prevent something from taking a place. That's a lie. A lie is what have caused wars and rumors of war, caused millions and millions of people to lose their life. It caused people to lose their home, their job, their friends, their mama. A lie is a terrible thing. And our Jesus Christ, may God peace and blessing be upon him, he said, know he the truth. And one of the truths that Prophet Muhammad was coming, how many know that? So a lie has been holding us back and holding us down. And we want to get rid of the lies so we can all live in peace and harmony on this earth. Who want to live in a place where every minute there's a bomb going off? Nobody wants to really live in a neighborhood where everybody popping fireworks all night long. That's silly. A human being is supposed to be the most peaceful creature that God have created. But the human being can be tricked. He can be lied to. and he can fall, or he or she can fall and lie, and he and she can fall in love with a lie, huh? A lie. Seems like some lies are innocent, but they do so many terrible things happen after the lie has been told. If you love your child, you go buy your child some toys, but you don't tell your child that you're doing it, you tell a lie that Santa Claus has done this for your child, who you think your child going to love? See what a lie would do? And we've been carrying these lies around for years that were given to us. So they make evil, as the scripture, our book, Old Quran says, they make evil seem so fast. They make evil seem so nice, huh? They take evil and make it seem what is, I mean, right. I used to look at cowboy pictures. I used to see them as being some of the honest people in the world. You look at the cowboy, you get so tied up looking at those pictures, and you appreciate the honesty that those cowboys presented in that movie. They stop cow wrestling, somebody stealing the cow. They stop somebody from breaking in the house. They locked up the bad guys and then try to still give them a chance. You see that in the cowboy chant, tribal movie. You see people going against one man in the cowboy movie because a lie's been told on them. And the good people look for the truth. And they find the truth, and they help that cowboy get his life back on order, because truth is much better than a lie. But that's a cowboy picture. I used to look for them type of people when I was growing up, and I never was able to find them. I never did find a lawyer like Perry Mason, and this man. When they make a picture of Perry Mason, a story of Perry Mason, and they show this man defending the people who's supposed to be, who hired him, the people look like they ain't got a chance to win the case. But every time Perry Mason would win with honesty and truth, this is the kind of world they were showing you through the TV. But that world never exists for the African-American people. Never existed. Why? Because this world is built off on lies. Huh? Start off on lies. Christopher Columbus discovered America. That one of the major educated lies that were given to the people. A big lie. Huh? Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. The Africans and everybody that was already here. But they don't tell the world that. They tell the people the lie they want them in, because they want dominating. They want to dominate over a portion of people, especially people they call of color. And they call us a people of color. And we know everybody got a color. But we know ain't no white people. Because if there's some white people, I believe in my heart that we would never have slavery. There been some white people, and they was truly white. They were pure in their way of living. They were decent. We would never have had this problem. Even here in Georgia, they had a young man got hung up in North Georgia. And they found a young man hanging, an African-American young man hanging in North Georgia. And they want to say very little about that. Found them hanging. But so what they're saying? They're saying that these people have lied, and Donald Trump is ripping them up to bring out the evil they should have been left alone a long time ago. Because if they believe in scriptures, if they believe in justice, they realize nobody gets away on this earth with nothing. That's all scripture said. Scripture said nobody leaves this world without getting God's judgment. But God going to do it in his own time. He going to do it on his clock. He going to use his clock to do what he got to do. And God never late. So we here tonight to speak to the problem that maybe had caused this young man to lose his life. And that's holding God, a man up as God, calling God Jesus Christ, a man that was born from his mother Mary, calling him God and calling him God in the flesh. Remind me of when we as Muslims come into the nation, and that was a man that we used to call God, and that was Master Farad Muhammad. And what kept Master Farad Muhammad at the top of our religion? Because I believe that he was a light-skinned man. They didn't call him white. But here's our God reading a book. Their God nailed to a cross, didn't save himself, and didn't say, and our God didn't save them for doing what they did to us. So we both were tricked, and we should realize that the trick has been played on us. God is not a man. God do not die. This is describing the creator as some is being the superior creator. He don't die. He don't eat. He don't sleep. He needs nothing. Sleep and summer do not affect him. The weather do not affect him. He has no need. This is what making the creator the creator. And the world this world has made most people who got a little money don't even think about that. People got money, they got a little money, they think they can do whatever they want to. This is one of the schemes of Satan. I was looking at TV today, and Gina had six Muslims, most of them were Muslim, that got out of jail, been in jail 35 years or better, and got out when the Supreme Court made a ruling that a child should not spend the rest of his life in prison, going to jail at 13 and dying in jail. That was unnatural. Who you think brought that law into being? It was unnatural, but who you think brought that in being? It made that happen. The same people was told that God came in their image. So what you see there, what we all going to continue to get until the world realize that God is not a man, and our Caucasian brothers is no more than human beings just like we are. They live to die, and everybody come here to get a record, and they take that record with them, and whatever that record has on it, it determines what Allah, the creator of this creation, put them, and that goes for everybody. So we're here tonight. We want to get rid of racism. We know what the root cause of it. It's in religion, holding a man up as God. That's nothing but a psychological effect on any human family, any human people. That's a psychological effect that image put on those people. And psychologically, it destroys people who don't get a grip on themselves, who don't see through that lie. They become unproductive. We came here and we built America. We built this country. We was already here. But they not going to give us credit for it, and we're not going to be able to make them get a credit for it until we bring most of the people who's up in our situation this understanding so they can make a decent choice. They can't make no decent charge thinking somebody died for their sins, somebody come back and do something for them they won't do for themselves. So we had to appeal because the public school is another problem to where our people go and get problems, but they don't get no solution. They don't get that attitude that they can do for themselves, that we need to spend money with each other. They get the idea they can give their money to anybody they want to, and they can continue to be equal. That is never going to happen. Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about each other. And that's what we're trying to mind the people. We have to change our mind. It don't matter how much you love or how much you care about somebody. If you're not going to change them by giving them a candy bar, a sweet idea of our life, you have to tell them the truth. Hey, you are not white. You were wrong for what you did to us. And the people that would look like you, that had or somebody own us, they burned it in hell for that. Allah said he loved those who do right. And that was wrong for what they did to us for them 400 years. And still using talking us. Mrs. Williams, the one who was going to prosecute Donald Trump, the judge ruled that she is not qualified. Her and the lawyer, because they were boyfriend and girlfriend. Huh? How many of them that judged them, if you really brought them out on the stage and asked one of them to catch the first stone, those of them who truly judge these people, I bet you it'd be like the biblical days. They wouldn't be able to pick up a stone and throw it. These people was adults, huh? They they knowed each other, and that was the whole thing. They would never been on trial. Fannie Williams would never had to go through this trial if she were not trying to bring Donald Trump to justice for calling here and asking those people to take away some votes. She should have went to jail for that. They want to sweep this under the rug. And I'm gonna see what kind of people that we still got in this world. If they let this go, then we are doomed as a people. Because they start back hanging us and doing everything they want to. Got our people with tattoos and all over their face and neck, earrings all in their nose and their mouth hanging. They got our people looking like monsters. We can't sit back and not say nothing. They ain't doing it for going in somebody's house, but the influence they put out there, the influence they selling our youth. You go in the grocery store and the woman got a earring hanging out of nowhere with a change on it. Or you go in the Walmart and there's a woman set 65 or 75 years old, got a tattoo all up to the neck, all over her leg. What kind of example is she going to be for her grandchildren? What kind of example is she? A cleaver's hanging out. So we got a job that we want to be in and want to be a participating in it, because we see in what we have with this leadership of Imam Wahdi Muhammad, we have the medicine that will save people's life, and that's to give them courage, let them know they ain't got to live like that, let them know that how these people are tricking them, and this ain't tricking African American, they're tricking the whole world. Whoever you can find, the Chinese got the problem. Caucasian, Mexican. We have to be the light of the world, as the book says. I mean, not the physical light, but the light of truth. We have to share this, what we have with the world. So we're going to cut it here, and we're going to bring up another member who studying this problem and part of the solution to this problem, and we all want to be the solution to the problem. We just want to talk about the problem and talk about the solution. The solution is to turn around, go back to Allah, the creator of this creation, And I don't care whether you're a Muslim, Jew, or Christian. If you're not worshiping one God and worship God in spirit and truth, then you're trouble in this world. You're a problem in this world. So let me bring up one hour we call dragon killers. One of our brothers that's been in the community over 40-some years fighting this evil, that scheme that's been perpetrated on us. I'm going to bring up Brother Sujah Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Him and myself, his wife and my wife, we are co-host workers here, and along with our great friends. We got great friends on this show. So let me bring Sujah Muhammad up to share what he had to say tonight, and we will do ourselves a favor if we listen. Brother Sujah Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, Masalam.
Alhamdulillah, you can put the coffee down. You got the mic, and so come on with that information.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to kind of change position here. Allahu Akbar. I'd like to say, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, there's only one God. And I also bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the Prophet, he's the messenger of Allah, and he's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the green of peace of Aisha Malankum.
Well, they got the name.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah constantly keep us straight, and that's what we need. You know, we try to stay in the position where we listening, and Allah's be constantly firing us up. Let's see. I just like to read this a little bit from the Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. The Surah 24, and it's dealing with the light. It is the light. Al-Nur, the light. With the name of Allah, most gracious, the most merciful. A Surah which we have sent down, and which we have ordained it. In it have we sent down clear signs, and all of that you may receive admonition. That's warning. The woman and the man guilty of adultery or fornication, flog each of them with 100 stripes. Let not compassion move you in their case. Any matter prescribed by Allah, if you believe in Allah and the last day, and let a party of the believers witness their punishment. Let no man guilty of adultery or fornication marry any but a woman similarly guilty or an unbeliever. Not let any but such a woman or an unbeliever marry such a man. To the believers, such a thing is forbidden. And those who launch a charge against chaste women and produce not four witnesses to support their allegation, flog them with 80 stripes. Ooh, that'll stop them from talking. Flog them with 80 stripes and reject their evidence ever after. For such men are wicked transgressors. Unless they repent thereafter and mend their conduct, for lies are forgiven, most merciful. And for those who launch a charge against their spouses and have in support no evidence but their own, the solidary evidence can be received if they bear witness four times with an oath by Allah that they are solemnly telling the truth. And the fifth oath should be that they solemnly invoke the curse of Allah on themselves if they tell a lie. But it will avert the punishment from the wife if she bear witness full time with an oath by Allah that her husband is telling a lie. And the fifth oath should be that she solemnly invoke the wrath of Allah on herself if her accuser is telling the truth. If it was not for Allah's grace and mercy on you, and that Allah is off returning full of wisdom, it would be ruined indeed. Sallallahu Qadim, Surah Allah speaks the mighty truth. Allahu Akbar. So that's one of the things that I see in the Quran that occur slack talk, and that will occur people putting out lies, lies where they can't justify it, stories that they pass on about another individual, but they don't have no type of proof. And Allah is saying that you're gonna have to have four witnesses. And I had to tell the brother that, you know, that the charge that you're making during the month of Ramadan, I mean not during the month of Ramadan, excuse me. It was in a Friday Juma prayer cookbook. And the brother made a charge against President Obama, you know, and I told him, I said, do you believe that they have fake news out here? News is not real, you know. I told him I have seen many cases where they have had news on YouTube that was completely false. Where they were saying Denzel Washington was dead. Where they said Tyson was dead. Show a funeral of him. You know, they had stories after stories. And there was convincing stories that these people was dead. T.D. Jake, they showed that he was dead. And they had a funeral. You know, so after I checked it out, they said it was a hoax. I said, what kind of hoax is that? That ain't no hoax. That's entirely a pure lie. That's falsehood. That there is an ugly thing to do to a person or about a person. It's saying something that you don't know that is true, but putting it out there. And so I said, well, I'm gonna have to. I really got to be careful with what I say. You know, after seeing that these people weren't really dead, and they not only told a lie, they had the person's picture false pictures made up of the person. You know, people's going to his funeral, to his janazah. You know, one of them was a Muslim who was recited. And it was just unbelievable. And I was wondering, I said, well, why haven't they announced this? A person like Tyson? A person like Denzel Washington? I said, why haven't they announced that?
I don't know
what you mean. Yeah. That should have been all over the news. So the Quran is saying the same thing as far as those who launches a charge against women's, chaste women's, and produce not four witnesses to support their allegation, Allah said, flog them with 80 stripes. And after you whoop the butt, it said, and reject their evidence ever after. For such men are wicked transgressors. So you got to give them a name. You give them an identity. So an individual that does that is a wicked person. A wicked transgressor. A person that does that. So that ain't nothing lightly. You know, a brother got on the lifeline and lied about me. Got on the lifeline and told some things about me that I never did do. And made charges that I never, I said, but I don't know nothing about that. On the lifeline. Allah said those type of peoples are wicked transgressors. Wicked transgressors. And you have some people believe that. Some people believe that. And don't have to have evidence to show proof of their allegation of what they charge you with. I have talked to people that sit up and listen to me and what I say and twist it up. I'm just saying that Allah is saying in the Quran, these are serious charges. These are serious charges. Because you got people that will be influenced by that, and they still will suggest or infer that this is happening. Or talk about something like what the person charged you with and talk about it and don't mention no name and do it as a mean of these type of things happen. Infer it and it ain't real. So we got dangerous peoples among us, and we got peoples that don't want to see us come together and establish things that's good for ourselves, and don't want to see us in unity. But alhamdulillah, you know, I'm thankful to Allah. You know, you had to say a prayer for these type of peoples, and also. You know, and pray that they change, ask Allah for his protection, you know, against these type of people. Abraham and Noah, they cried out. They said, these people are charging me with, oh Allah, these people are charging me with falsehood. And they was asking the law of protection against these people. They charging me falsehood. That's an ugly thing, brothers and sisters. When you put a when you put a lie out there like that among the people, and have the people thinking that you that type of person. That's a serious thing. I think that's real serious. But I seen the what lighten it up on you is when you read the Quran. And that's what makes you feel a little bit better. Because they do the same thing that many of them did during the time of Abraham, Noah, Moses, Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus. They did the same thing. So it make you feel a little bit better. And it make you strive hard that what you do is right. To stay on the right path. Because you got people out there that's following you up and will make it seem as though you are on some path other than the right path. There was a brother came and asked me in front of some brothers, Sudar, do you think you're a prophet? Ask me that. I mean, just open. Sudar, do you think you're a prophet? I said, no, I don't think I'm a prophet. But I try and strive hard to follow him. I said, what about you? And he couldn't say nothing. But I never would forget that. You know, I pray Allah forgive him for his sin. You know, the brother passed now. And you shouldn't speak bad about the dead while they pass. You know, I ask Allah forgive me for bringing it up. Forgive him for his sin. Because I thought in many situations, in many cases that he was a good brother. That's what I believe. You know, he had children, had a business, had a wife, and things like that. And I didn't even think. I didn't even know that way he was thinking about me. I didn't know he was looking at me like that. You know, he might did it, put the best construction on it. Like, but he might did it as a joke. Testing. Just testing me, yeah. It might have been just a joke, you know. I'm doing a lot. She thought you think you're a prophet. You know. Praise be to Allah. I can laugh about that. You know, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You know, but there's, we have so many brothers and sisters that don't understand the deen. And I'm able to say that because of what I've been through. I'm able to say that because of my age. And I have been through a whole lot of things. And through me being raised up there in Chicago under the imam and other imams and other brothers and sisters, put them in there too. And being there in Atlanta, that's a big test for you, Atlanta, Georgia is a big test for you. the West Coast is a big test for you. Real big test. You know, and that's going through a whole lot of things. I have talked to Muslims that don't look at the imam the correct way. Imam Wadi Muhammad. They don't have the respect for the imam. Imam Wadi Muhammad. Say that twice. The way they suppose, they should have. You know, they don't know. They still don't understand who he is. And imam strive hard. He strive hard to live the role that the prophets and the messengers live. He strive hard to study and memorize things, stuck to it, and live the life, and to treat the brothers and the sisters fair. He strive hard doing that. He strive hard not to look big and act like a big timer. I know it all, and you don't know nothing. He strive hard not to be that way, you know. So when a person talk about the email, I said, well, they don't know the email. That's the way I look at it. I had to hear people saying that the email can be wrong sometimes, you know. That kind of language. Talk, you know, and anybody can be wrong sometimes. Yeah, you know, but that ain't the point. That's not the point. It's what we are talking about, and you make a statement like that, you know, a general statement like that, you know. That's the point. You know, the imam, I don't know nobody that had that much respect like Imam Wadi Muhammad. You know, you got people right today don't speak against Imam Wadi Muhammad. Right today, 2024. Out of the army like Muhammad, out of Malcolm X, out of the world community. If people talk about Islam, he makes Dino Jennings. I never heard him talk against Imam Wadi Muhammad. I have heard him say things against the Nation of Islam. But I never heard him say anything against Islam under the Imam Wadi Muhammad. I never have heard him say anything. Yeah, I had never heard him mention his name, right. I never ever mentioned his name. And I watch him real careful. I listen to him real careful. Because he in the head right now of Christianity. He's in the head. He's another person, uprising person in Christianity that got a different approach to Christianity. He coming out a little bit different. He coming out close to the Nation of Islam. You know, he's coming out attacking the image, but he turned around and raised the image himself. Yeah. He goes against the image. And then he come around and establish another image. That's right. My wife said he confuses the people. And that's what he does. You know? So if you read the Quran will give us balance. The Quran will let us know from all those people that Allah gave that free will to, that if they do wrong with that free will, or if they do good with that free will, Allah laid it down, what would happen to them? What they would suffer if they do wrong, punishment. If they do good, blessing, paradise. So he laid it out that way. And if you read the Quran, you see all the blessings. You see the different things where you can get blessings. And you see things that will cause you punishment, or cause you hellfire, or cause you to go to hell. You know, we know how to watch out for that which is true and that which is false. Allah said in the Quran, "A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. O ye who believe, follow not Satan's footsteps. If any will follow the footstep of Satan, he will but command what is shameful and wrong, and where it is not for the grace and mercy of Allah on you, not one of you will ever have been pure. The grace and mercy of Allah. But Allah doeth purify whom he pleases, and Allah is one who hears and knows all things. Let not those among you who are endued with grace and amplitudes of means resolve by oath against helping their kinsmen, those in want, and those who have left their home in a law cause. Let them forgive and overlook. Do you not wish that Allah should forgive you? For Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Those who slander, chase women indiscreet, but believing, are cursed in this life and in the hereafter. That's how serious it is. For them is a grievous penalty. On a day when their tongues, their hands, and their feet will bear witness against them as to their action. On that day, Allah will pay them back all their just dues. And we're talking about hell now. We're talking about hell and hellfire. And they will realize that Allah is the very truth that makes all things manifest. And so what it's saying is that whatever they say about the unchaste woman, nobody see it. No, nobody know that it's true. But Allah said that he would make things manifest. He would bring it out. So women's impure are for men impure. And men's impure for women's impure. Women's impurity are for men's impurity. And men's impurity are for women's impurity. These are not affected by what people say. For them is forgiveness and a provision honorable. So the Quran got it laid out. It got it laid out, you know, for the people with the free will. You know, you can go head on in front of the gate. You know, you can fornicate every day. You know, but Allah got to lay out what's gonna happen to you and what grade you gonna be in, where you gonna be at in reference to hellfire. You know, then he got to lay it out for the one that keep themselves pure and clean, you know, Allah said, for them is forgiveness and a provision honorable. In other words, for all the little sins that they do, Allah gonna forgive them for that. For all the little sins, Allah gonna forgive them for that. Nobody is sinless. But if the individual strive to be pure, and what it mean by pure is that they get around fornication, they get around adultery. You know, they practice righteousness. They love righteousness. You see, Allah said that He gonna help them with their little small sin. He gonna forgive them, and He gonna make them honorable among the other believers, among the other people striving towards righteousness and want to do good. So, brothers and sisters, we pray that Allah bless us to say something, you know, and what we strive to do is read this Quran and try to get an understanding from this Quran and then try to apply. You're not going to do it right every time, you know, but the more you practice, the better you're going to get at it. The more you use it, the better you're going to learn how to use it. So that's the reason, you know, I don't try to build up another person, you know, what I'm striving to do to help establish Allah Akbar, that God is greater, you know, than anybody else that I can bring forth. Allah is greater. Anything that I do that might seem big, God is greater. You see, Allahu Akbar. So we thank Allah. We pray that Allah bless all of us. All of us got the same opportunity, you know, let's thank. Let's learn how to think for ourselves and know that you're responsible for your action, you know, and let's strive to try to do good and strive to try to be pure. We came to you in honesty, sincerity, and in peace. We're going to give everybody the greeting of As-Salaamu Alaikum. If you have any questions or statements you want to make, please make them. As-Salaamu Alaikum. Turn it back over to Akbar.
Well, As-Salaam. So anybody got any questions, Ms. Mass One, come into the Mass One, and we'll cut your mic on. And we'll let you begin to ask questions or make a comment. Or you got something that you like to say yourself, that match one, and you will be into the queue. We'll cut your phone off. We thank you for being with us tonight. We're happy to have you. We're here for one reason. That's the reason. One of the major reason we have to get rid of the image and get rid of the image to go to get a better life to live. Let me bring up my brother, Hameen Muhammad, coming out of California. As-salamu alaykum.
the blanket.
So they come. What that mean? What that
okay,
mean?
You
got
me?
Yeah, hear you now. We hear you now, yes, sir. Hear you now, yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
And that was good. Lesson from Brother Shuja. I really, really enjoyed that. When he was talking about the prophet, it made me think how Imam W.D. Muhammad, closest one to a prophet in our life. You know, I'm not saying he's a prophet, and he would be the first one to say that he's not a prophet. But we had to look at someone and model our behavior, and I thought after someone, it would be Imam W.D. Muhammad. And I just kind of was thinking that we should do more. We should do more in recognizing him and letting people know about him. And spreading the word about him, even though he'd been gone 2008. I guess the mosque cares and the initiatives of Imam Muhammad, they're doing a great job of carrying his life, legacy, and thought on, you know. And because in our lifetime, you know, the Imam, what he brought to us, he didn't bring anger and hate and revenge to us, but he brought morality. He talked about morality, you know, our sense of right and wrong, doing good, no matter what, no matter what. And that's so different than what maybe I would have thought would be at the time that he came, someone who would be teaching us to be truthful and righteousness and righteous, even though his father taught that about being righteous, you know. But Imam Muhammad came and he gave us the book, the Holy Quran, and an understanding of the Bible, and he continued with the theme of being truthful and righteous, you know, the upstanding, you know, praise be to Allah, you know. So as time goes on, I wish we could all do more. I know I'm going to do more as much as I can to support the mosque cares and the initiatives of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and introduce more and more people in my realm, to him, because it's the closest thing. He's the closest thing from what I've been studying and what I've been reading and listening to. He's closest thing to a prophet that I know, you know, even though he would be the first one to say, no, he's not a prophet. But he is emulating, you know, the prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah, beyond the prophet. And he brought it to us. He brought it down to us. I mean, we ain't got no excuse. He brought it right down to us. And laid it right in our lap. And you know, all praise be to Allah. What a tremendous blessing from Almighty God to a people like us and our situation. What a tremendous blessing, you know. Alhamdulillah. So, yeah, I turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar. Thank you. And, right.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed the relationship. Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so much. Anyone else would like to, at this time, say anything, have anything to say? All you got to do is match one and come into the queue. And we will cut your phone on. Is anybody else would like to say anything? Alhamdulillah. No one else? Yeah, we had a hanging here in Georgia. A young man was found hanging from a tree. I think it was in North Georgia. They didn't go into a whole lot of detail. But it's not surprising, along with the evil over this land, coming from this lie about God and people. This is a day of judgment. People are popping up everywhere. Things are popping, coming out. And like I said, Mrs. Williams, who is the leading prosecuting attorney over the Donald Trump case. Donald Trump brought about 10 lawyers in him. And they've been trying to discredit her, Fannie Williams. And I think they have proceeded in getting her off the case. But see, somebody else needs to step up. And we can see ain't nobody stepping up to trying to get this man out of office. This man done attacked the White House. Called here into Georgia and told them to get rid of 15,000 African-American votes. He said get rid of them. No, he told the people they know he can find them. So all these things that he have done, lied about his money, what he owned, his possession in this Trump Tower, that's been fined over $35 million. So, but, the people, the evil people, they are together and wrong. And we can't change that. Is that limited free will is used to let the people find their way by using their limited free will. They got a right to love and vote and whoever they want to. But democracy is about dead in America. If this man get back, if democracy is dead, if you can put people on the Supreme Court and these people do not lose their job, no matter how bad they are, because this man came in office and said he can shoot out there and hit anybody and he won't go to jail. He proved that. He don't prove that. And we told by Elijah that the reason they love the devil so much because he give them nothing. And this man don't give nothing but a false, he going to make America great. When was America great? Slavery cannot make you great. Working people, according to the Bible, working people, you supposed to pay those people before your brow dry. This is the Bible. This is the Quran, too. Anything of any good at all is naturally coming from the Quran. And number two, is truth without doubt. For those who believe. Then he tell you who is true for. It's for those who believe. Some people, they believe, but they believe that they want to believe. And that the belief goes so far. When they don't believe wholeheartedly in the good things of this world, then that's shown too. Allah did not give us the book. This the guidance sure without doubt for those who believe. And the Quran said no sinner will enter the paradise. And, and we were told that you will never get into paradise until you love for your brother, which means humanity, what you love for yourself. You can't hate nobody, but you have the right to point out the mistakes that will help somebody. There's a mistake to tell somebody that they can stick their hand in a pile of rattlesnakes and won't be bitten because of their faith was saved. That's stupid. That's why God put the rattle on the snake. To warn you not to go near him. But so all praise is due to Allah. We got someone that raised their hand. We're going to bring that someone in because we want to hear everybody. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Muhammad. Kalama Georgia.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah.
Min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu ala ilaha illallah. Ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once again, we thank Allah very much for giving us permission to be upon this message of concern. And again, this is Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad by the way of Columbus, Georgia. And I remember every time I used to hear a new Shahada or anybody who heard about Al-Islam, even though they might believe in something else, they were reassured that the way that they were living, they knew all along it was the wrong way because of the results that it was given them either personally or the results they seen that it was given to those who believed like they did, and they knew it was unfair. It was unjust. It was wrong, perverted. It was terrible. It was sickening, et cetera, et cetera. So when they heard that Al-Islam and their problem was they was out of the order of their true creative nature, and that Al-Islam promised them that their creator will help them get back into the universal order of everything they see and don't see, because he is the creator of it and he is the one who has the will to do what he has done. And he invites them, especially the human being, because as we know, our leader taught us and Allah taught us, our leader, to tell us that we human beings have a special type of will, that we can put it in anything that we want to and make it move. But it will deceive us and make us think that it is the will. And you see how loosely we use the language creator instead of made. We can make things, but we can't create nothing. Allah is the creator, the only creator. And we have the ability to take our will and put it in his will so that we can be a part of the creation of the creator. Or we can deviate or let something knock us out of orbit, you know, and then we become artificially and falsely the human being that Shaitan makes or we make of our own self. And we know that Allah told all of us, you will receive my favor, paraphrasing, and it is a universal way of life for all human beings and everything you see and don't see. So sometimes all we have to do is just slow down. And like we say in our little humorous language, you know, and quit tripping. And then ask ourselves, I know you're doing the best that you're doing, but are you in the universal order of things? Are you really following the true nature you was created to live? Are you willfully doing it since you have a special will that could be put into the moon, it could be put in the tree, it can be put in Christianity, it can be put in Hinduism, it could be put in your mama, your daddy, you know, but you will not be free to be in the universal order of your nature that Almighty God Allah has given us all. We have to, time on today, get out of the past, because today is the day of judgment, whenever it comes by Allah's will, but we know it's here every day. And sometimes some things that we do, some people know they ain't going to be here tomorrow. Or they already know that their will to do what is in disorder or opposite of their true nature, that some of them already know they might get killed tonight. Or if you drive drunk driving, you might kill yourself or somebody else. Because you're not following the universal order of your nature to be mindful of what your Creator has showed you, that what could happen if you follow any other order other than the universal order of Al-Islam. And it takes belief to know that. And if you don't have no belief in that, then you will not have faith and strength and support of your nature that Allah has already put in us to you stay the straight way and won't do like what we pray all the time about is deviate. See, we could thank Allah to say for not making us deviate instead of praying to Allah and to asking not to let us deviate. We should be thanking Allah. That's how strong we are. We should be thanking Allah that we are on the straight path. We should be thanking Allah that we're following the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad. We should thank Allah. We should thank Allah. We should thank Allah. Instead of coming with doubt, even in our prayers. And proof of that is, do you really think that we are in a universal order and making a universal prayer to where Allah will answer you in your favor? Do you have we looked around the earth and see how the human family is living? Do you really think they are following their universal prayer? We know they pray. We know everybody prays, whether they like it or not. But are they praying to Allah? What order of discipline are they praying to? Now, this month of Ramadan is coming up. And all of us know, since we don't know nothing, most of everything that we say is inspired by Almighty God Allah. That's why we try to understand that nobody's here on this earth to do wrong, except those who Shaitan invite to it and they accept it because of their own free will. And then you suffer the consequences of it. Now here come Ramadan. Some of us have been having, we're going on our 60th, our 50th, our 40th Ramadan. And we have not yet organized and come to shore to have an organized responsibility and a surety to give Allah the praise that he deserved by asking him and telling him we no longer need to be tested by the Shaitan. And, oh Allah, can you bless and give him his final respite? Because we have no more doubt that your way, not the Christian way, not the Hindu way, not the Japanese way, not the black way, not the African-American way, not anybody's way, but the way of the human being you have given to Muhammad, and that is Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not even the Imam W. Muhammad's way. Because he said, my way is Prophet Muhammad. That's my leader. Please quit abusing yourself by saying and putting words in my mouth. What I've been telling you from the day I took the responsibility is your Imam. That Prophet Muhammad is my and your and the only human example on how to worship and live the guidance of the Quran if only you but knew. But every day we get up and deviate. As soon as we come to consciousness and we go back and forth all day long, and we know that's hypocritical. To say, one minute I believe in Allah, and I believe in you, and then the next minute you follow your own way, or you do something, or think like, or act like the shaitan, or people who are his representatives, or his models. And then we ask Allah to forgive us all day long, and inshallah, alhamdulillah, that Allah has put that in our universal nature to do that, if we understand. But we don't have to do that. We have a perfect human example who's just like us. Or if we only understood what Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that Allah told him to, I'm just a basharoon like you. I'm human like you. You can do this. Don't let your definition or something make you can't follow in my footsteps and line up with prayer with me. And to show you that we understand that, don't we ask Allah to put some people higher than the Prophet or equal to him in the Jannah? And there's no problem with that. There's no problem with that, because he showed that Bilal was ahead of him in the Jannah. That he had to ask him why. And then we also know that we all have this equal opportunity to live out Islam the way that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lived it, if we only but knew and had faith. But in our case, if we just had belief, enough to put it in deeds and actions, just thinking, when we started off, each and every Muslim you know started off with the understanding that it ain't what you know. You can know that Quran from one end to the other end, but if you're not putting it in deeds and actions to the best of your human potential and you stay the course, live for the Jannah, live to follow in the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Imam Wardi Muhammad called him what he is. He said, don't try to make me know Jesus Christ. So that means he don't want nobody even imply that he has the ability or wants to be a prophet. He said, just treat me like I am. And history is showing that he is the Mujahid. He's the one who revived and called people back to prayer. Called people back to one God. Called people back to one human family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But still we don't believe that's what he means. It's like what Brother Suja said, and some of us say sometimes. We act like we ain't heard him say that. One of his last rememberable statements on this earth was for let everybody know what I told you in the beginning. I'm telling you in my last breath that Prophet Muhammad is my leader, and I am a witness that Allah has sent through me to those of you who responded. You are pure enough now to go on your own merit to follow in the path of Prophet Muhammad. There's no language. There's no way. There's no science. There's no tafsir. There's no kutbah can stop you from now following the two things that your Creator has left for you to get you to hereafter if you establish your belief in him. If you establish your prayer to make it so that you have the most important pillar to make you remind you of me and my message. And now you're coming up on Ramadan to reassess and repurify. And I heard somebody say earlier tonight in another situation, said, when I come out of Ramadan, I want to be a different person. This is a 30, 40-year-old Muslim. But alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, they have come to the understanding that they cannot supposed to come out of the Ramadan and go through another year of repeating, reciting, half-truths, hypocritical goals, when they have the ability to do it straight up, with no doubt, none at all. No time to please the human family, no time to give praises to the human family. All the praises be to Allah. That is one of the many reasons for this message. Try to cover all of the bases of what's got the human being under the influence of Shaitan and their own evil souls, whether they know it or not. We have proof that Al-Islam for the last 1,440-something years has the ability to establish the community of Al-Islam, exemplified in the life of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by Almighty Allah, the creator of all worlds that we might be held hostage in, being oppressed in, being lied to in, etc. How could you expect anything except out of a lie out of people when you're living in a hypocritical world? We have not left this world yet. We have not yet obeyed the law yet. Let there come out of you a band of people or believers or whatever you want to call it. He's been saying this to the human being for going over 1,300 years. Still having a hard time comprehending that, and it's so clear that all we have to do is love your own self, save your own soul first, then be a model to your loved ones or anybody else, and they can do the same also. Because we are one soul, one human family, except we all have the same ability, except for those who listen to the call of the Shaitan and think we see some kind of benefit in to act like we don't know that Allah has told us that if you come on the day of judgment with any other kind of way of life, it will be rejected. Man, that's enough to scare a believer right there. It will be rejected. And you're going straight to the hellfire. We should thank Allah much for the mercy and the favor that he has put upon us, those of us who have said, La ilaha illallah on this earth, and especially those of us here in America who are underneath the leadership of Imam Ward Muhammad, have said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Ali Rasulullah. What, how much proof do we need to be ourselves, a righteous Muslim? How much proof do we need to where we don't have to defend ourselves? Because can't nobody fool us. Can you fool a Muslim nowadays? No. Not a believing Muslim, you can't. You can't get a believing Muslim to entertain anything that you're talking about that does not glorify Allah and obey the Quran and his messenger. Nothing. That's where we're supposed to be at. That's where we pray every day to be at. And that's where we're going to be at, whether like that. And Allah said, if you don't be there, don't be caught in a state of un-Islam. Don't have your intellect leaning toward anything except al-Islam, like he has showed us over and over again when he has told all the prophets to migrate from Noah and everybody else, make migration from the evil environment that makes you other than a Muslim instead of trying to live in it. Don't you know we are trying to convince people to live in hell? Muslims in every country is trying to convince people to hold on to the people of the fire. And for the last 2,000 years or some, the people of the fire are those people who call themselves Christians, except for those who free themselves from it by their own free will, not that somebody convinced them, not that somebody put some kind of science on them and made them do it. They've done it because they want to do it. They want to be Muslim. They want to get free. They want to be with the Creator. They want the truth, like Prophet Isa told them. If you want to be free, then he who come after me will free you, because he's going to give you the whole picture to where you will have no reason that on the day of judgment that you're going to be standing there talking about somebody didn't tell me something. I didn't know. Man, this is a wonderful time to go into this Ramadan. This should be the last Ramadan where the Shaitan is existing in our mind, our hearts, our intellect, our prayers, our marriages, our friendship. He should no longer, through our prayers, the only promise that Allah gives the human family, I will answer every one of y'all's door until you reach my destiny. But you have to believe and work and establish it to prove it by saving your own soul first so that your loved ones will have a model example to do it themselves. Always forgive us for our sins and bless us to establish Al-Islam in our minds and our hearts. Amen. Thank you, brother. Back to you, Brother Akbar.
As-salamu alaykum. Thank you. Thank you for that fine message. And we appreciate you. Thank you so much. We always have to remember. We always have to remember the folklore. And we're still working with those people. Imam Furqan went out with, at their place Sunday. I was scared to go, but I wasn't able to go. So we got to keep working in our place. That's what the prophet did. Prophet went out and got down with the people. That's how he called the people back to this the right way. And we know there's a lot of people don't know nothing about this religion because it's been kept out of their ears, kept away from them in their circle. And it's our job to make this message clear and Allah will do the choosing of his pleas. Allah will make the final choice. So we thank Allah for blessing all of us who are Muslim. We also admit now we are the Jew of God, and only Allah knows who's doing that. He's the only one knows that. We can make suggestions, but it is Allah who is he knows all, and we know very little. And we just keep doing the best we can and hope we end up in one of the slots in the Gemini. Because we've been in hell, America been hell for us. So we don't want to live in hell all like most of our life, then die and go to hell. So the only thing we can warn the people and hope they feel the same way too. They don't want them to know that this has been hell. Satan has been the master deceiver on this earth. And you can look at TV or look at some of these movies tonight. You can see where these people have been master deceived. But they're getting paid for it to be a deceiver. And they make millions of dollars every year to lie, to trick. I heard thing going around in the entertainment world, in the movie world, that most of the things they're trying to do to African American men is get them put a dress on. And Denzel Washington is one who refused to put on a dress. Cat Williams and a whole lot more refused to put on a dress. I seen LeBron James with a dress on in a pocketbook. So they put a dress on. And we know some of our people that's weak, got plenty of money, but they bow to weakness. Sharon Sharp, he going to see P. Diddy. He acting like he's a homosexual. So this is the day of judgment, all this coming out. And to see ourselves as the only people in the world that's worshiping God and the spirit and the truth is a mistake. A lot of Christians are good people, innocent people. And we just ain't got around to all the people to explain to them what Al-Islam means. I'm sure we have got around to and to continue to work like we were doing, more people would gladly join this religion. They showing the prince, one of the princes over there in England, one that's coming up to be a king. He's a Muslim. He's in the masjid. I ain't talking about Harry. I'm talking about Harry's brother. Prince Harry is married to a sister who just a shade darker than she is, and they called her because she got a little darkness in her, and they treat her like she would never be the queen. And that, and you see how narrow-minded these people are? So who you think been chosen to help these people? Who you think have Prophet Muhammad lives in us, and he lives in us, then we should be presenting to the world what he have, who are living in us is Prophet Muhammad. Until we do that to everybody in the world hear this truth, then the wrong will keep going. Same time it's showing up when everybody in this world, hear this truth. When everybody in the world has heard this truth, Allah said that's what could become the judgment. Allah's a just God. Allah don't send no storm until he sends a warning. That's a merciful God. First the warning come, the wind, the rain, and the big wind come. But that's a warning. And he gives men technology, to warn the people when a storm comes. That's a mercy from Allah. So we thank Allah for this opportunity to allow us to be here tonight. We need a spiritual life. We need an economic life. We need a community life. We need all the life that Allah wants us to have. So, and we're going to get them. Allah says, truth will set us free, and we're working to set all people, if first ourselves, then work to set others free. We're going to bring up our sister, who may have some poems and may have some reading she would like to do, because we are true economic people working with brothers and sisters. Allah said the only difference between a man and a woman is a physical difference. But we both were equal in Allah's eyesight and in his mercy. So bring up Sister Haji Lala from...
Amen, amen, amen.
Okay, Sister, you got it. Thank you.
Okay,
Jamaica.
Here we go. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Oh Allah, I thank you for having guided me to Islam, and I ask you to help me to increase my understanding and practice of Islam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Another one. Sleeping is natural, but waking up is by the grace of Allah. Remember to use 1 minute to thank Allah for the gift of life. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Ya Allah, forgive all our sins and make our hearts understand the truth and guide us from evil doing now and hereafter. Amen, amen, amen.
Mm.
Always find a reason to laugh. It may not add years to your life, but it surely will add life to your years. Amen, amen, amen. Unless you believe, you will not understand. Amen, amen, amen. I will walk by faith even when I cannot see. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Allah bless us with Islam and made us Muslims. There is no greater blessing than the guidance of Allah. May Allah keep guiding us to the right path. Amen, amen, amen. I love Allah. I love Muhammad. I love peace. I love nature. Amen, amen, amen. And I'll read this one. Ya Allah, give me sabr when things don't go my way. You know what is best for me, so help me accept what you have decreed for me. Amen, amen, amen. Did God rock me on me? And another one says, so I'm like a walker to lower about a car too. Never lose hope on two things, the mercy of Allah and the power of Duas. Good things come to those that are patient, trust Allah. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Okay, that's what I got. Okay. I could say one more. Let me see what I got here. See what I have here. Allah comes between a person and their heart. Let's see. Here's another one. Prayer is the best armor against all trials. Amen, amen, amen. Because of Allah, I am blessed, strong, inspired, hopeful, confident, worthy, comforted, thankful, unique, relaxed, happy, valuable enough, safe, forgiven, love. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, you got to lamb,
you
too?
Yes.
That's it. Okay, you want to close us out?
Yes.
Okay, close it out, please.
Alhamdulillah. 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 Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa la sana sana la fi kus. In adina amano amano. Wasawasa l'haq. Wasawasa disturb. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you everybody for coming. May Allah bless us continue to do this work. Invite somebody to come bring somebody with you. We hope to see everybody here tomorrow, inshallah. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Brother Muhammad Sharif, for being there. May Allah bless us all. Thank you, Brother Sujah. Thank you, Brother Hameen. May Allah bless us all with a good night rest.